Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Todd, great to be with you on this Tuesday morning. Look, tomorrow, obviously, we'll talk a ton of Sixers, getting ready for the Sixers and the Heat. Again, as I said earlier, I think the winner of that game will go to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I think the loser of that game, you know, we'll probably lose to the Boston Celtics in the first round. So it doesn't mean the Sixers can't beat Boston if they have to face them in round one or round three. But it's just to say, man, it'd be a lot easier to be in that 2-7 matchup. I do think, James, I heard you say earlier, I think you think the Knicks are better than I think they are.
Yeah, I think the Knicks are a really solid team.
And who do you think would be favored, James? Sixers or Knicks?
I think it'll be like an even line. I think it'll be really close. I think the Knicks will be a slight favorite. MSG is a real home court advantage. I think it matters there. And those guys play as a team. Like, they play really well together. They have a bunch of guys they can throw at Embiid. Like, I don't know. I just think it's a – I don't think it's a great matchup. Like, Embiid will be the best player in the series, and that helps. But
look at this. Temple Tough sticking up for Villanova right now. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing.
Well, I mean, look, it is wild. They've kind of just recreated the 2018 Nova team. Wait till they trade for Bridges,
That's
man.
The thing. They got to get
that
Bridges.
How is that guy a free agent?
Which guy?
Brunson.
Well, you know what? Let me just say this on Brunson. A tremendous, tremendous poor job by the Sixers. All the other teams. But let's focus on the Sixers with evaluating him when he came out of college.
Lovely. Yeah, and the free agent and the contract.
But at least when he was a free agent, the Sixers didn't have cap space.
Agree.
Yeah.
Like when he came out of college, wasn't he a second round pick?
Second round pick.
I mean, he's in your backyard.
And he would have been like what they needed at the moment he came out, he was perfect.
Now, I will say this in their defense. As bad as they were with that, they were on the other side spectacular with the evaluation of Tyrese Maxey.
Oh,
because if they don't draft Maxey in the 20s during the pandemic,
well, that's why they got
this
lucky.
Whole thing's over.
They got lucky because of the pandemic because there was no NCAA tournament that year, right? So people wouldn't have gotten a chance to look at him?
Well, they saw him for half a year. They saw him for most of the year. I mean, listen.
But he gets on people's radar a little bit more.
People, maybe. Yeah, that's possible. I mean, Kentucky, I assume, would have made it in the whole thing. But bottom line is the Sixers really screwed it up on Brunson, really nailed it on Maxey.
Mikal Bridges.
But also Jimmy Butler. I mean, the fact that he's not a Sixer and tomorrow night. Because I am getting more concerned about tomorrow the closer we get. Now, look, I hope John's right. I hope Joel just rises up, gives me a Joel regular season performance in the postseason, go score your 33, 35 points, and let's leave the Heat in the dust.
Joel
and move on.
And Tyrese will
but it's really Joel.
Points.
It's Joel.
They'll both do it. This is the first time Joel has a scorer that he can depend upon next to him. I don't think he's had it like this.
But I'll give you just one quick story. I'm on John Thompson's show about 10 or 12 years ago.
What a flex.
Big flex. So John Thompson's hosting a radio show. I'm asked to go on it because I think the Sixers were in the playoffs. This is probably like an Andre Miller, Andre Iguodala.
Does he know that your mother?
He didn't. I mean, I didn't ask him
to the nth degree.
No, so we didn't.
15 years prior?
I didn't bring up.
Hey, John, I had a poster on the wall of you, my friend.
Ben, my mom went up to John Thompson in the 80s.
He kind of talked trash to your mom.
Well, so my mom, Ben, made a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
She approached him for an autograph for me, which is fine, but she did it while he was eating.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And he said no. I wasn't there, but my brothers have told me this. He says no. And then she goes, but my son is a huge Georgetown fan. He even has your poster on the wall in his bedroom, to which John Thompson looked at my mom and said, these are the exact words. Tell him to take it down.
Wow.
That's so good.
Right? So
you can't even hate on that, you know?
And
you
did you?
No.
No?
No. No.
I mean, that really is. I taking it awesome.
A little too
I
far.
I worshipped at the altar of John Thompson in the 1980s, man. He was the guy. Anyway, point is.
Why
like,
do you think he felt the need
I don't
to do
know.
That?
I don't know.
Because your mom's super nice.
I mean, she is.
I'm positive she was coming across in a friendly way.
Maybe he didn't want to be viewed like, maybe that's reserved for non-sports people. Maybe he thought he didn't deserve to be on the wall. I don't know. Uh-huh. But anyway. Years later, Ben, I'm on John Thompson's show, asked to go on, and this was when LeBron hadn't yet broken through. He was with Cleveland. Now, did he have enough around him in Cleveland? No. But did LeBron come up a little small at times in the playoffs? Yes. And I'll never, ever forget, he might have been year one Miami. I'll never forget John Thompson saying in our discussion, he's like, this comes down to LeBron. LeBron has to be better. Now, I'll say this. LeBron was a lot better in his losses than Joel's been in his losses. Like, Joel needs to step it up at least two levels. Two, because regular season Joel is a guy that can win a championship. It's in there. It's good enough. Sort of like Jordan Davis first month of the season. Like, I know it's in there. Do it consistently. We'll see you tomorrow night for, what is this, the seventh time for Joel in the postseason? If he can answer the bell. Listen, there's a reason Allen Iverson, with that statue the other day, there's a swell of pride within us, even though he didn't win a title. Because he left it all out there. Mm-hmm. Brian Dawkins didn't win a title, but he left it all out there. Charles Barkley didn't win a title, but he left it all out there. There is no way anybody with a straight face can say to this point in Joel Embiid's career, he's left it all out there. It's time for Joel to take his game to a higher level by leaving it all out there. Win or lose, go out there to the nth degree, try your ass off. And by the way, if you do, you should win. Because your best actually is better than Jimmy Butler's best, so go do it.
Yeah.
All right.
And I
you.
Think the way the rest of the Eastern Conference is shaping
it's
up.
It's so wide open, John.
It absolutely
it's so
is.
So wide open.
Joel, if you play your best basketball, Tyrese, if you play your yes. best basketball, rest of these scorers, yeah. when you play your best basketball
Correct.
And you're getting open shots because Joel and Tyrese are doing their thing with the two-man yeah. game, you can take us to the promised land.
And that's the whole shebang, and I agree with you, John, because it's not like anyone from the West is incredible. I mean, Jokic is a great player, there's no doubt, but it's not like his team is unstoppable. All right, to the phones. Steve in Westchester. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, let me get you off speaker, guy.
You got it, buddy. Talk to us, Steve. What do you got here today? All right, we'll get back to Steve. Let's get to Mike right now. Mike calling from Maple Shade. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, morning team. How are you doing?
Doing great, Mike.
All right, listen, I got a kind of like a long two-part question here on Sirianni and his the upcoming draft and his possible role. We know that yeah. how he's driving the
yep.
The bus here. But, like, in contrast, like a Shanahan or a Belichick in his heyday, what percentage do you think they
One.
Had?
1%.
Wait, hold on. Think about this. Like, Sirianni is – overseeing everything that's taken place, but now he's no longer going to be the offensive coordinator. He's no longer going to have the same input on the defensive coordinator.
Three words, Mike.
Things.
You ready? Not his pick.
Not much.
Will
input.
He have input?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes.
But it's
he
not,
will.
But it's not his pick, and I feel it's not even close to his pick.
He'll be there.
Yeah, he'll weigh in. You know.
Let me ask you another question. The obviously big dent in Sirianni's leadership role with what went down this offseason. Do you think there is just they kept him because it was easy and it didn't draw them out of their comfort zone, or do you think that they really believe in his football acumen, like his innate knowledge of the game and behind the scenes?
I think they believe, if I had a guess, and this is just a guess, I think they believe most in his ability to lead people, which is ironic considering that they collapsed. I don't think it's as much about X's and O's as a guy. Look, Mike, I will continue to be struck by how much Jason Kelce to the very end, and most of the players, maybe other than Jalen Hurts, had effusive praise about Nick Sirianni, the leader.
And I'm telling you, players are just going to praise their coach.
They went pretty far, though.
I get it. And I would. I would go far, too.
Yeah, even if it was Bill Callahan, right?
Yes.
Publicly, you
I would.
Yeah.
I don't think you should take anything from that.
Yeah. No, Mike, I understand what John's saying. Like, if I doubted my boss but was a public figure and was asked about it.
I sure wouldn't tell anybody.
I won't say it publicly.
No way.
Yeah, you won't say it. So it's hard to fully discern what's going on there. All right, Mike, give me the answer here to an ultimate what if. What do you have?
Okay, so the last game of the season that year where O.J. came out on the draft, I'd had it went differently. The yeah. Eagles, the O.J. could have fell to the Eagles. What a decade, different type story it would have been having O.J. being a Philadelphia Eagle.
Well, how about this?
Is that Leon Keyes?
Keyes, yeah. Was Leon the first name? It's
some
Keyes.
Keyes.
But yeah, then the Eagles lost the coin flip, and that's how O.J. ended up being out there. Or up there in Buffalo. So, you know, obviously everything could have been different. I mean, he might not have lived in the West Coast in retirement. I mean, obviously USC guy, so he may have. But maybe he would have settled here, and, like, what happened in 94 never happens. Certainly could have happened. By the way, O.J.'s estate, based on O.J.'s instructions prior to death, going after the Goldman family, still, I don't know if you guys saw this over the weekend, they are hell-bent on not letting the Goldman family ever get a dollar from them. And, like, they are going to the nth degree to try to prevent it because there's some money, and O.J. didn't want any money in his death to go to the Goldman family. It's really pretty unbelievable. It really is.
They can't get his pensions, right?
I don't know.
I don't think they're allowed to touch the NFL pension, which goes away anyway now that he's dead. Yeah. But I don't think they were ever allowed to touch his pension.
All right, let's get to Benny. Oh, by the way, John, speaking of pension, do you ever get a feeling of jealousy like a guy like Sean Landetta? Great guy. We love him. Friend of the show. Like, he punts for 25 years. He gets a 25-year NFL pension.
How about that?
25-year pension.
And, well, your point is there's a multiplier.
Yes,
like,
right.
you get X dollars times the number of years you played
He's a punter.
In your pension per month when you retire.
Really?
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure everyone
NFL, I think, is different. Baseball, 10 is the max, right, Ben?
10 is, yeah.
Well, you have to – don't you have to play 10 years to get the full
– 10 full
years. Yeah, you have to play 10 years in baseball.
Right, but my
it.
Point is 14 and 10 are the same in baseball.
Right, correct. But the point is you have to make it 10. In football, you don't have
in
to
football,
make it
10.
5 is fully vested,
14.
Right?
Yeah.
I thought it was 3 in football.
It depends what we're talking
about.
Yeah,
John's
here.
Right here. It goes
three,
up more the
four,
longer you
or
go.
5 years.
Correct, yes.
On what
but it's a shorter
about.
Length.
But you continue to multiply. That 25 years is the multiplier.
I heard someone one day, and I don't want to quote it because it could be wrong. I heard someone told me one time what Sean Landetta's annual pension would be. It's a spectacular figure
I'm
for
sure.
him.
I'm sure.
He played forever.
Played for 25 years. Let's go to Benny in Limerick. Good morning, Benny.
Good morning. How are we doing, fellas?
Doing well, Benny.
So a few points. I still think that the Eagles, I think I called in last week, and I still think the Eagles still need to take a corner linebacker, something out of the norm at, you know, one or two, and then go for your O-line in three. We've been seeing that the O-lines that we've been taking are in the second, third, fourth round, and I think it's well worth it to go after. I don't know if we can have Trotter. I don't know if that's a possibility.
It is a possibility. It is. Yeah.
But I just think it absolutely needs to happen. We need to solidify the defense. The Sixers, they're not making it out of the second round, let alone past the Miami Heat or the Boston Celtics.
Wow, so you're saying they're going down tomorrow?
Yes, if they're going to make it past the Heat, they're not making it past the Celtics fresh in the first round.
That's a good way to look. I will say, look, Benny, could they beat the Celtics? Yes. Is it tough? Really tough. But I get your point. If you're not good enough to beat the Heat at home, what are the chances you then beat the Heat in the two-week series? Yeah.
And I'm at the point now where it's like, okay, like you just said, do it. Show me, prove to me wrong, prove me wrong that you can get out of the second round and go to the Eastern Conference Finals and have a shot.
That's fair.
Joel's fresh, but at the same time, show me. You got to show me.
You know, Peter Laviolette should be brought in for the pregame speech for the playoffs.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their f-ing chest.
That's correct. That's
Why
what
not?
We need.
Bring them in.
All right, give me an answer here.
It won't
here.
Be as effective if they do that.
Because it's the wrong sport?
No, if they rip their heart out of their chest, they're not going to do their team any good.
Well, that's true. You would die unless a surgeon is overseeing a heart transplant, which, by the way, is still one of the most amazing things in human history. Like, heart out, new heart
but a
in,
different heart.
And you live.
From a different...
I mean, think about that achievement. Yep. Think about that. I mean, think about the heart transplant.
Incredible.
What
You're
an
right.
incredible achievement it is in human history. Unbelievable. Benny, give me an answer here for a what if.
Transplant.
I'm currently driving through Valley Forge, and I'm thinking about the beginning of the country. What if Paul Revere did not give the correct signal, two by land, one by sea, and we lose? We are now under British Empire rule for the rest of our lives, and we would know no different.
All right, Paul.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Revere. Yeah, I think the key, Benny, like, all that was sort of overblown. Like, the whole Paul Revere thing, it never happened the way it was supposed to have happened.
I don't know it all.
The one if by land, the two if by sea, the British are coming, the Redcoats are coming. None of that stuff apparently is accurate.
I don't think that's true, but I think it's been misconstrued. First off, there was another guy. So it wasn't like Paul Revere was like the only one.
Was embellished, maybe.
Maybe a little misreported. I don't know enough to know. I don't.
We didn't have CNN back then, or, you know, MSNBC. So
we did not. We did not have that. All right, so let's get to the Flyers' reality. They had a really tough night last night. I mean, it went literally as bad as it could go. So last night, so the Flyers in a four-way battle for one playoff spot, final spot in the conference. And the three teams they're battling with, Detroit, Washington, and the Pittsburgh Penguins all won. So what does that mean? It means that with one game left for all three teams, the Flyers right now have 87 points, while Pittsburgh has 88, Detroit has 89, and Washington has 89. Here's the stakes. Here's what it means. In order for the Flyers to make the playoffs, they must beat the Washington Capitals tonight. They must do it in regulation. Game can't go to overtime because if Washington gets 1 point, the Flyers can't pass them. Flyers have to win in regulation. Detroit has to lose in regulation. And Pittsburgh has to lose in regulation. Now, Detroit's game is tonight. Pittsburgh's game is tomorrow. So enjoy the Flyers tonight versus the Capitals. Hopefully the Flyers can fend the Caps off. That's a 7 o'clock game. The Red Wings also play at 7. So we should have resolution by about 9:30, 9:45 today. And then if the Flyers can continue to survive one more day, then tomorrow would be the Islanders hopefully standing up on behalf of the Flyers. Flyers would be watching the Penguins and the Islanders, all of us tomorrow at 7 o'clock to see if the Flyers can stay alive and make the playoffs. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Steve. He's calling from Westchester. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How we doing? Sorry I wasn't ready the first time around. I am not originally from Westchester. If you want to guess where I am, I'll give you a hint. Johan Roja.
Oh, little Delco action right there.
Little bit. But real quick about the Sixers, I think Joel is in the best shape he's been in. I think he's hungry, and he has the best supporting cast around him right now. So I think
I disagree with that. I'm going to give you one name to say why. Jimmy Butler used to be here and no longer is. Like, look, obviously Steve, Tyrese Maxey has maybe saved the whole process with his presence, but you won't convince me that this team right now is better than the 2019 team. 2019, to me, was their best team when they had Butler. Redick could still do his thing. Ben was good. People might laugh at me. Laugh at you if you want. He was flawed, but he was good. You had Joel, and you had Tobias, who was better. It was a better team. No doubt about it.
I think they were pretty close. But I did have a point on the Eagles. It's third down of 7, and the Eagles are going to need several defensive backs.
Not bad at all.
And with that point, I wanted to know, what's up with Ricks and Kylie Ringo? I mean, weren't they supposed to step up in the
Yes.
Weren't they?
And they were given that opportunity. They played, a good amount last season.
More than the Eagles wanted them to.
I think so.
Avante got hurt, and that changed things.
That's positive, you know, that they got that playing time under their belt. And I would imagine they'll continue to improve. Like, it wasn't great. They made mistakes. The entire defense was making mistakes. So it is kind of hard to even judge how poorly they performed when you got guys with MAs around them. I think there's reason to be encouraged by some of them and what they put out there. I think it's encouraging. Who was it that told us he saw Kelee Ringo and he
Seth
was shocked
Jordan.
At how gigantic
yeah,
he
Seth.
Was? Yeah. When Seth says something like that, that's encouraging.
Steve, here's what I'll say about those guys. They got a shot, to John's point. I don't think they were particularly impressive, but as rookies, they're not supposed to be too good. I just will say that I'm skeptical. Like, there are positions in sports you can get by with a lesser than. Wide receiver. I mean, you can have a lesser than wide receiver and survive and be fine as a team.
You can have a lesser than if you're playing mostly zone.
Yeah, I think it is scary as hell to have a lesser than at cornerback because I've seen it. You know, I'll never forget 2014 when the season fell apart with bad corners out there. I mean, Dez Bryant had the three freaking touchdowns. James, you remember that, the damn Dez Bryant game.
Of course I do.
You know, like, you can destroy a season if your corners aren't good enough. And I really worry about next season up ahead here unless they improve their corners through the draft.
Oh, and there's so much that ties into the corners also.
There is pass rush and the whole deal.
Sure.
And coaching is part of
it's
this also.
A delicate ecosystem. No question.
Steve, give me a what if, a great what if. What do you have?
My what if is what if Eve never took a bite of the apple?
Ah, there we go. Eve, the apple, and Adam. All right, let me ask a question, Ben. What if Whit Merrifield's no good?
He'll be fine.
You sure?
Yes.
What did I say earlier?
He'll be fine.
109. So I was sticking up for him actually earlier, Ben. A caller called in, basically was like, all right, let's not play this guy. Rob Thompson's got to play him because not only are you trying to get him right, you're trying to manage a clubhouse that probably would not appreciate if the manager totally benched a veteran, albeit a veteran who only came through the door a couple of weeks ago, months ago. But you keep giving him a shot for now, right?
Yeah, you have to. First and foremost, he was an all-star last year. I mean, this guy's...
Was it a real all-star?
Fake all-star,
or the
though? Fake all-star,
no.
though. It was like his team representative.
Yeah, like someone needed to represent.
Yeah, because like Vlad Jr. and Bo Bichette.
And they
like
had other
they didn't
Blue
deserve. They didn't deserve to go. Gossman didn't deserve to go. I think that you have to play him. He'll be fine. And I do agree. When I was coming in this morning, I know a caller said that, you know, you put some credence in the fact that he's not playing every day, and you kind of poo-pooed that idea. Yeah. It is a thing. Like, you're not used to playing every day. Your preparation, everything is skewed when you're not used to just coming in. Like, you don't even have to check the lineup card. I know I'm going to be in there.
Yeah.
And when it's not that way, it's the first time in your career it's not that way. I mean, this dude played every day for, I don't know, 7 years.
Well,
every day.
Okay, fine, fair. But he better acclimate because this is the role.
He'll be fine.
Okay. 215-592-9494. If they want super utility stuff, so you could go get Jose Akenda, who's like 65.
Yeah, sure.
John probably
every position, buddy.
John probably doesn't know this about Akenda. So not only did he play every position, there was one game. Just because they were like, all right, let's just have fun today.
Let's see if we can
he
put
played,
him on every position.
John, in one game, he played every position.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's just hard to
Whitey
imagine.
Herzog did that?
Every single
yeah,
position.
They moved him around. No, Seltzer, was that like at end of a year, like, let's just screw around?
They were losing. I think it was like one of those, like, you know, 19-3 type games, if I remember correctly.
And then who was the guy, Ben? Was it Manny Mota that always used to get signed, like, in a new decade? Was he the guy? Manny Mota? No.
No. It's,
who was that?
I know you're talking about. It was like five different decades or something
like
that.
Yeah, and then the commissioner said you can't sign him when he was like 60-something years old because they wanted to sign him for another decade. Like, this guy would get, like, one at bat.
Yeah, who was that?
I don't know.
We were young, James.
Yeah.
Someone help us out. 215-592.
Manny Mota. I have his card.
Someone help me out. Who was the guy that would get signed to play like
was
a
it Minnie Minoso?
Minnie Minoso,
yeah.
I think, is the guy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I, Seltzer, look that up. I